Awani Selecta, a show where we aggregate some of the bigger news and bigger current events that are happening this week. Of course, one of the bigger things that have happened over this week is actually the story of how 47 Malaysians, most of them Sarawakians, have been detained in Cambodia without trial. The MP of Julau, as well as the MP of Lubuk Hantu, together with a few community leaders, highlighted this problem where 47 Malaysians among those that are being detained in Cambodia because of the pretext that they are part of a gambling casino kind of mafia-like underworld thing. But according to YB Larry Seung, they actually went to Cambodia because they wanted to find a better job opportunity. So this is my phone conversation with YB Larry Seung, the MP of Julau, and he discusses about the whole thing, where it is and how Malaysian government can actually step in to actually resolve and free the 47 detained Malaysians.
Well, this is a story of mainly young Malaysians from poor families who are victims of a human trafficking scam and currently held in a provincial prison in Banti Minchai, Cambodia, without any trial. Most of these detainees are actually Sarawakians, and they're in their early 20s.
You know, YB, it's not often do we hear stories about Malaysians going to find jobs in Cambodia. What do you think were the motivation of, you know, Malaysians, Sarawakians as they may be, trying to find jobs in Cambodia?
I think there's a lack of job opportunities in Sarawak, and many of them are poor, and those who are from poor families are enticed by high-paying jobs, sometimes recommended by their friends, and often the case is it turns out to be a nightmare, you know, when they go overseas. So there are also many Sarawakians who are working overseas in other countries, in Africa, in Russia, in Europe, you know, in South America, in America. So people are generally looking for job opportunities which they cannot find locally.
YB, a visual that has been purportedly taken secretly by people who visited the 47 detainees. Could you discuss a little bit about how these videos were captured secretly without the knowledge of the prison guards?
I'm not aware how they were taken, but I have actually seen those videos. And to me, I think most of these detainees, they're young and they look to be in good health. Currently, I hope if through the efforts of the Malaysian government and also by their family members, you know, we can quickly take them back home to Malaysia.
Well, I mean, I know I have to ask you a very rudimentary question, but what do you hope to achieve when you did the press conference just now, or before a statement coming in from the Minister of Finance? What were the objective of you doing that particular press conference?
I think Wisma Putra is trying their best to bring them home, but due to conditions in Cambodia, Cambodia has very peculiar laws. You know, one of which that we are under the impression is that people can be detained for up to 3 years without trial. So in light of these uncertainties, many members of the family who are so far been unable to reach their loved ones, you know, in Cambodia, are desperately seeking for information. And through this press conference, we hope that not only are we able to bring this case to the attention of the authorities and also to give pressure to the government, both in Cambodia and also in Wisma Putra in Malaysia, but also to give information to the family members who are desperately seeking for help.
YB, we saw just now the press statement that came out of Wisma Putra after your press conference, and they have confirmed that the 47 have been detained. They have also elaborated a little bit about the sequence of events that has taken place in terms of who has seen these detainees, the kind of processes that are currently being involved. And I just want to marry this statement coming in from a particular statement that was issued by a so-called officer of the ministry, saying that, you know, a note or a diplomatic note simply doesn't cut it. There seems to be, a miscommunication into what must be done more. Do you think that the government is now doing enough to get in touch at least with the 47 detainees?
I think in the coming days, things will become clearer. But on the part of myself and also the NGOs that were with me in the press conference, we are very concerned about this case, and we will also follow up with Wisma Putra next week to find out more information and see how this is developing. And if there is no still lack of information, I am prepared to bring a group of Malaysians, families, members of the press to Cambodia to see for myself, you know, how we can actually expedite this case and bring them home. And this is a period of celebration, Chinese New Year, and many of these detainees are Chinese, Malays, Dayaks. I believe that they're very scared, they're worried, they're concerned about their own safety. And I believe that it's very important, you know, for the government of Malaysia to make sure that they come home safely as soon as possible.
In response, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, or Wisma Putra, has actually confirmed that indeed 47 Malaysians have been detained. And Wisma Putra did say that they have sent a diplomatic note to the Cambodian authorities. However, up until now, the Cambodian authorities have not responded to Wisma Putra. And we will continue to observe this matter. I'm pretty sure this story will continue to take place next week. In fact, I'm pretty sure, again, that this story will continue to gain momentum for this week or the upcoming week to come. Also, this week, we discussed with the Ministry of Federal Territories, YB Khalid Samad, who's also the MP of Shah Alam. He discussed a breadth of issue on Let's Talk with Sharad Kutan. Here's some snippets of that particular interview.
I would say that it's not for the lack of trying. What we have stated in our manifesto are objectives which we are serious about delivering. However, we have to take into consideration the realities when we take over government. It's not like it's a plain piece of canvas and you can just do as you like and deliver all that's been promised immediately. There are many things that have to be rectified. There are many problems that we were not fully aware of that we have to handle. And as a result of that, we have to set our priorities. Issues like the abolishment of the toll, that's been discussed in the cabinet. It's not something which has been completely, how do you say, cancelled off, but that's an objective that we will want to deliver. And we'll be discussing with the Ministry of Finance on the possibility maybe of doing step-by-step handling the intra-city tolls first, those which are manageable, and maybe we can do that once we have completely, once we have handled the major problems within the administration and the economy, make sure that there are no more leakages, there's no more wastages, no more corruption, and things are put on track, stabilize it, then we start making our policies, or how we're going to handle, which ones that we can abolish first with respect to the tolls, and also issues like the cancellation of the PTPTN and so on and so forth. So these are all issues which are still on our agenda. However, okay, it's not something like, that can be...
Right, it sounds absolutely reasonable when you put it that way. The question is, and this is not coming from people who oppose you from across the aisle in Parliament, the people in UMNO, MIC, MCA, PAS, but from people who supported you, who voted you in.
Yeah.
So is it that they're impatient? Is it that your government is not communicating precisely what you said to me in a way that is persuasive? Are you not doing enough of that?
Yeah, maybe that's a weakness that we have to overcome, because we have... taken over the mainstream media, but the mainstream media, we have not, transformed it or cleaned it out completely.
Remember to catch the full interview with the FT Minister, Khalid Samad, on Let's Talk with Sharad Kutan. Also streaming on our website at astroawani.com. Just search for Let's Talk. Also, this week, I want to touch a little bit about the upcoming shows that we will have next week. One of them, Health Matters with Dishan Kumar. Health Matters is one of our newest show where we will interview physicians, clinicians, doctors and also patients as well as pharmacists if we need to get them about anything and everything that relates to health. And of course, one of the bigger things about health is right now, the trend is to talk about genetics. And here is Dishan Kumar speaking to a geneticist from the University of Science Malaysia, Professor Zafarina, to discuss what the future holds for genetics in Malaysia and beyond.
So let's say if I'm talking about the Chinese, yeah? So the Chinese and the Malay and the Indian, we are actually comprised in one big haplogroup known as the M haplogroup, and we have these Europeans, they are more into these R and N haplogroups. So these haplogroups, these major haplogroups, macro haplogroups, are continent specific.
Oh, okay.
All right, but in the M we have ME, MD, MC. These MD, MC, M21 and everything, they are ethnic specific. So by looking at narrowing down the search, by looking at more sequences from the mitochondrial DNA, we can actually cluster them in a smaller groups. But again, I can actually have a big group of Southeast Asian, I can have big groups of East Asian. So these are the differences between, that we can say that small differences between the races.
So that's it for this particular episode of Awani Selecta. Remember to continue watching us for the entire week. And if you can't watch the entire breadth of our show on this particular channel, just keep your eyes out for Awani Selecta, where we aggregate some of the bigger news that happened this week and some of the key interviews that we've had as well. Remember, this is the news that is designed for you, tailored for you, and therefore we need your views and your opinions about how we can make this show better and how we can actually serve you better. So just hit me up on my Twitter feed at ibrahim79. Also hit us up at 501awani on all our social sites to discuss a little bit better about what you want coming out of this show. That's it from me. Thanks very much and goodbye.